Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know.
everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday. This is Antoinette, and tonight we're going to be talking about the frequencies of the one. Brother Eddie, are you with me? You stop dancing.
Brother Yes, Eddie? I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great, great. How are you doing this evening, and how's your family?
Everyone is well, and how are you and yours?
That music just got me feeling better, getting on the frequency of the one, so, you know.
I knew you would like that. I knew you would
that. It's needed right about now, but you and the family give me the energy that I need, you know, because right quick before I even get there, let me thank the family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. And hopefully you share some input with the information that you have. But right quick, negative current events, personal for me. Number one, I just went to a visitation. The cousin of my daughter. And they're having a funeral tomorrow. And like I said, I've been talking to my grandson because lo and behold, this Friday night, his cousin gets shot in the head and he's gone.
Oh, my.
So the mother is
so
totally distraught. Yeah. So.
Oh, I bet she is.
Oh, yeah. So it's been a trying weekend, basically, and today. But like I said, we're getting on the frequency of the one. It's going to get better. So,
yes, it is.
I just wanted to throw that out there as far as current event, because I hate negative, but that's personal. And I wanted to share that to get that off of my chest. So, with that being said,
you're in our
ahead.
Thoughts and our prayers.
Oh, yes.
You're in our
with
thoughts
that,
and prayers
because off.
We did the negative. Let me give the negative that I have. If y'all remember, this show is going to be dedicated to in memory of Clarence Wounds, and he played in the Mob Squad, and he passed away June the 4th of colon cancer. And he played in the Mob Squad. He
also that was linked on the Mob Squad.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He played in Sugar Hill as the dad. Remember as the dad in Sugar Hill? And he also played as the father in Purple Rain. So he was a very talented man, you know.
Yes, he was. So, yeah, I liked Clarence Williams III.
Yeah, I did too. And I remember him in Mod Squad. So, you know, when I seen him in, I don't remember him in Purple Rain, but I do remember him in Sugar Hill.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's been a lot of movies, you know, so, but wow, I didn't know that, so that is news to me, because I don't do too much internet surfing or even getting online with that, unless it's for a purpose, so thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I was shocked when I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully it doesn't come out that he took the COVID shot somewhere down the line.
I hope not, but as I said, he had colon cancer. I mean, not that that should have shortened his days, but, you know, if he took the vaccine, because that definitely wouldn't have helped any. Well, we know it wouldn't have helped. That would have made it worse. So we hope that that's not the case.
Exactly.
Too many of them are leaving us because of this COVID mess. And what they're trying to push everything on us. And, you know, everyone has to do their due diligence and do your research and make your decision that way, not just off of what someone else is telling you. Now, my suggestion is to find out what's in the vaccines and research everything, every ingredient in there. And make your decision intelligently and do what you feel that you need to do.
In short, we perish for lack of knowledge. And again,
yeah.
if people aren't taking that time out to investigate and research what it is because they're not revealing it, you know, and people are going in there and not even questioning what's in it, you know. Does it actually stop or prevent the spread or me getting it, you know? Any of the pertinent questions, again, that's always been the key. Ask the right questions.
Yeah.
And the majority of the time, especially now, people being so programmed, they don't even ask a question.
That's true. When I went to the doctor's Monday, and they had asked me, you know, did I get the vaccine? You know, the doctor did. And I said, no. And so they said, why? Because you were scared of the consequences. And I looked at her, I said, no. I said, I don't take new medicine. So that ended it right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You know, so I didn't have to go through the whole questionnaire of, you know, are you scared of this? Are you scared of that? You know, I don't take new medicine.
That's it, and it ain't their business to be number one, but, you know, if you feel that you feel adequate in giving a answer, you can give it. You know, but that's the key, too. Isn't that our rights?
Yeah.
If we've taken something or you decide something, why do we have to tell anybody anything? But now,
right.
as we're seeing, you have to have cards and papers to distinguish if you've been vaccinated or not. So, again, here we go with that circle again, you know.
Yeah.
The separation, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, someone asked me, was I vaccinated? I asked them, or did you get the vaccine? And she said, yes. I said, oh. And, you know, then she said, well, Antoinette, had you taken the vaccine, then see, you wouldn't have to wear a mask. I said, well, I'll wear a mask over taking the shot. Okay. I'm good.
That's what
pardon me?
I said, that's what they're doing. It's called a false sense of security. You know, these people who have gotten vaccine and thinking that they're protected now because of the vaccine, you know, and today. Pull the sheet from under their feet.
Yeah.
Pull that veil from over their eyes and reveal that, well, hey, we got this third, fourth, fifth wave of this and that came, and that they've already prepared you for what is happening overseas that could happen here and make it a different strain. And so now this new strain does not deal with the vaccine that you have, so now you need a booster shot. You need another vaccine. So see all these things. But again, we'll get into that during the class this evening. So what other current event did you have?
Well, let's see. I do have a couple. Oh, I have one. And I have to thank Brother Kwame for this. He's not here yet. But Brother Kwame had sent this to me. And if you have seen the slideshow, you see this very pregnant lady. Very, very pregnant. A South African woman gives birth to 10 babies at one time, y'all. God bless her, Lord. But she had, she had 10 babies. Five she gave by natural birth, and the other five she had by C-section. And she had 7 boys and 3 girls. You get that, Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie?
Yes, I did. I was on mute. But yes, I did.
Okay.
Brother Tommy, he also sent it. I haven't got a chance to look at it, but the subtitle and what he said, you know, he just explained what you said, which were the numbers of the 10 on the 1, the 7 boys and 3 girls, you know.
Yeah.
That's the one that we're talking about tonight. Huh. But, yeah, it's no coincidence that one of the family members saw that, recognized that number of the one with the future being the children, and sent that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, then he also sent another one, and it's in the same time frame, y'all. Within 2 weeks, I believe, the same month. Let's do it that way. A woman gives birth to 9 children. A 25-year-old woman gives birth to 9 surviving babies. So there's your 19. So we're back to the one again.
There you go.
And both of these women in Africa. I mean, Lord, I mean, God bless them. I mean, I'm so glad it's not me.
Yeah. So it makes you wonder, same month?
Yeah.
Two African women?
Yeah.
9 and 10 babies at a time?
Yeah.
But birth rate and mortality for Caucasians are down. So
yeah.
Why do you think this concerted effort for this shot to be pushed, especially in the children, while in school?
Yes.
Without their parents' permission, starting at the age of 12.
Yeah, wow, then the chairman, Super Fauci, said by the end of the year, they'll have it down to where all children, you know, babies and everything from every age. And I'm sorry, y'all, I wasn't able to get that downloaded to play it for you. But they will be fascinated by the end of the year, all children.
Well,
and they say all, right, and I know. Because I'm not claiming my grandchildren being in that.
Well, no, it's not going to be all, but again, they're going to attempt it and even put that all in the public's mind, because again, it's all a distraction when they put it out there anyway, because we have the power, even through our conversations, to change the variable of the distractions of what they're giving through media and the news. So we can do all this. This is part of that frequency of the one that each and every one of us have by ourselves, but combined collectively, whoa, the power. This is why, again, their mantra, united we stand, divided we fall. This is all part of the division that America even started in that so-called mantra that they use with that particular phrase, still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They started it with the history that they gave us as far as slavery and dividing the families.
Yeah.
They haven't stopped. Now the families are doing it without the help of the so-called overseer. And we're fighting and separating each other amongst ourselves because of being shot or taking the shot, wearing the mask, not taking the mask. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Lynch is at full effect at work.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? But it's up to us. Are we going to let it continue?
That's the key. See, that's the key. We have all the answers. We just need to refine what we're talking about, the conversations that we're talking about, to give the energy through the conversations we're having to take us up higher. It's called a higher consciousness. So the conversation, the thought coming from the conversation or through the conversation must be of a higher thought. You think it, you say it, you do it.
Yeah.
So when we're saying it, we've already thought about it. It's things that we don't give thought to at all that has made us mentally weak. Mm-hmm. But we'll go through that once we touch on that frequency.
Yes.
So
well,
you said you had another current event.
Yes, I have a couple of them. Now, in contrast to the women giving birth, okay, now we have that they are lifting abortion restrictions, and they're saying this will benefit women and the economy. You think that has anything to do with them 20 babies that was just born? 19, forgive me, 19 babies that just were born? This came out June the 8th. The president and CEO for Planned Parenthood Federation of America said the data show if all state-level abortion restrictions were eliminated, more than 500,000 women would enter the workforce. An annual earning for all the women would increase by an average of more than $1,600 a year. Now, I don't agree with abortions. I don't think that is right. But I'm just telling y'all, you know, after you see, you know, how these women had these babies, is this the reason why they're now they're lifting these abortions? In Florida, they have this year more than 500 bills restricting or banning abortions have been introduced across 46 states. There's your 10, Brother Eddie, including Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Johnson, president and CEO for Planned Parenthood Federation of America, said the data showed if all states, I just read that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They had the paragraph twice, y'all. But, so now they're saying it's okay to kill your babies. No,
what have we been talking about for the longest as far as them being the cannibals? And they're wanting your babies. They're wanting the fetus. They want the placenta. They want everything that make us who we are being melanated. So, yeah, now, but that was all part of the plan to the hood that they had called Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
See, so this has been in effect for more than just because these two sisters in Africa had these babies. This plan has been in effect for some time, even before the name of Planned Parenthood came to fruition.
Yes.
So, you know, no, it's, and again, us talking about it is one thing, but changing the variable of the conversation on what we talk about to give it power or to give us, since it's up to us, the power through the conversations to give energy that flows through no more than the air, the current of the air.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can pick up negative or positive vibrations through the air.
Yes.
All the time. But we have to entertain those positive thoughts. We control them. We control the paradigm.
Yes.
So, yes. So, that's understanding. We put a positive spin on anything that we do or you do, however you do it. Because this is the way I do it, so I can't always include we, because for me it's all numbers, and me to we being 9 is no more than learning that we're all doing, still learning. So the we of the people I talk about is still learning. The we are the people who are universal. All people aren't there yet. They aren't on that level. That's why level comes to one. So you can go ahead to the next current event.
Okay, well, this one I think is good. Black farmers win $1 billion. The one thing I learned from that case is that all these farmers wanted was a chance, Francis said. They didn't even ask for anything extra. They just wanted to be treated and to be given the same opportunities as everyone else. That's all any of us wanted. Orlando, Florida, attorney Greg Francis, a champion for the rights of Black Americans, led and won the largest civil rights settlement in history of civil justice in the U.S., demanding justice for 33,000 Black farmers. It was a settlement of $1.5 billion. So this took place. Tens of thousands of Black farmers allegedly suffered systematic discrimination at the hands of the United States Department of Agriculture between 1981 and 1996. During that period, as a part of the discrimination, the USDA allegedly denied black farmers loans, subsidies, and other benefits provided to white farmers. As a part of the settlement, more than 33,000 individual black farmers or their heirs received payments of $50,000. This marks the largest civil rights settlement in U.S. history since the suit was won in 2010. The United States has seen a 9% increase in black-owned farms, and this is only the beginning. Okay, brother, I mean, I think that's good news, but I think what would be better is if we make sure that we support them.
That's key. That is key. Key being the number one. So
yeah.
That is key that we support not only the black farmers, but support all of our black businesses, but let's be on that frequency of that level, you know, support those black businesses who are fair.
Yes, yes.
We know what we have to go through, that we have to pay a little bit more, we have to do a little bit more of this, we pay more taxes, yeah. You know, try to use that to gorge, using that system
yeah.
of a white mindset to father
mm-hmm.
abuse your people, you know. So we all know those businesses that we support who are fair. And we know those businesses who are not fair. And bigger than that, they don't even give good service.
Yeah.
They feel that we owe them something instead of showing that, hey, thank you with respect and giving that courtesy that, hey, we're patronizing that business.
Yeah.
So, again, it's understanding that it is hard at times for a lot of our people to even get out of the hood, to even go do any shopping if they don't have means of transportation, money to even get on the bus knowing that they can't afford Ubers and afford grocery also. So like
yeah.
in neighborhoods that I frequent here and there, a lot of black people are shopping in these little secondhand Arab stores and gas stations. I mean, major shopping because they could use their link card, this, that, and the other, you know. But this is, again, fix us. We can help one another, those who have cars and this, that, but again, understanding sometimes we treat each other bad. We have attitudes,
yeah.
this, that, and this is why we don't get along, you know, because I mean, you got people right around you who can help you, but because we don't even smile and talk and communicate with one another the way we should, and in dealing with all this violence, it further divides us because of fear. It's added fear now because the fear was just the young against the old, what these little gangbangers might do. To not just the old, but anybody. Now it's the fear of the coronavirus, being vaccinated and not vaccinated, being masked and unmasked.
Yeah.
And now we're getting ready to get into the summer solstice. The heat is on. The heat
yeah.
is on. And we know each, if we're flowing with the different seasons, seeing how we, and that's being on your frequency, change with each season. Your attitude change, your thinking change, your vibration changes. Now it's going to really rev up because this is
yep.
the season of heat.
Yes.
It's going to get hot.
Yeah.
And if we can't control that heat, because again, we react like thermometers, the heat makes us go up. and go down. But
yeah.
even though the heat rises, we should still be the thermostat that is able to control our emotions, our attitudes, our behavior, because we're going to quickly see those things change, especially with these shots, in a lot of our
yeah.
people.
Yeah, that is so, so true.
So, yeah.
yeah,
stay on your square, family. Stay on your square. Stay on it, because
yes.
it's yours.
Got out of the heat wave. Our heat wave officially ended today. Already.
Your what just ended today?
We were in a heat wave, you know, where it's 90 plus.
Oh, okay.
And it officially
okay.
ended today.
Mm.
Yes, but it's over. I'm like, oh.
I guess you,
I like
y'all sent a heat wave in
it
because we just picked up that heat here.
Oh.
It's going to be 90 for the next couple of days. So,
oh.
yeah. And here with the lake, the humidity is... It's
Thank
terrible.
You. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
and that's what we're getting
again,
today. The humidity is high. Ugh.
Just a side note for the family. Get your vitamin D in the sun. But again, allot yourself the time without getting sunburned. Allot yourself the time, you know, where again, you don't get over dehydrated.
Yeah, you have
because
to think about it.
These are the things you do. If you are taking in that sun, make sure you're taking in plenty of fluids, water preferably, you know, but I can't
yeah.
tell anybody what to drink. But, you know, the water is key.
Yeah,
so keep yourself hydrated, especially in those hotter climates, Las Vegas, Arizona,
yeah.
California, Florida, Georgia. So,
yeah.
again, you know, we have to watch out for ourselves and especially watch out for our children and our elderly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because, again, we truly know what comes around goes around. And if you treat
yeah.
people right, when you're in need, people going to turn around and treat you right.
Yeah.
It might
yeah,
not even be the group of people that you treated so kindly.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be another group of people, but it doesn't matter because that vibration will keep flowing.
Yeah.
It will
yes.
return. See?
Yes, it will.
Like they say,
yes.
you don't look a gift horse in the mouth. See, so wherever it comes from, you know, it's for you. We have to learn to recognize the signs and symbols that are personally for you, for me.
Yes.
Because that's
yes.
why we're on that particular journey on our frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, did you have another current event?
I have two more, and then
okay.
I'll be done. Okay, well, with the heat and everything else that's coming, the Biden administration allocates $1 billion to prepare for hurricane and wildfire season. So his administration is directing $1 billion to the building resilience infrastructure and communities programs, which sends resources to communities, states, and tribal governments to prepare for extreme weather events. So to me, what I took it as, they're planning on something to come. Because the $1 billion, the $1 billion, that's a three. Didn't that kill Brother Eddie?
Say that again.
$1 billion, isn't that a three?
Yes, it is.
And didn't three kill?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, he allocates $1 billion to prepare for hurricane and wildfire season. And it's to send resources to communities, community programs, states, and tribal governments to prepare for extreme weather events.
Well, again, recognizing, seeing the patterns, measuring you know, how many times you've seen these same patterns. We've seen the same thing before in different so-called terms of government on this preparedness. But it's us, even dating back to Hurricane Katrina, the communities that are left out. See, because even now, knowing the regions that these hurricanes basically ravage are mainly our communities in those particular areas. And you never see the funding in these areas. These areas are still waiting for FEMA's respond to events that happen sometimes 3, 4, 5 years ago, that they're still waiting on money. So we can even use their tragedy that they use in this fake event called 9/11, whereas we still see people are fighting the government for money retribution for their medical bills and expenses from all that asbestos and all those other chemicals from those buildings coming down. See, but yet they want to tell us that they have all this money. And when you said 1 billion, I just saw the one again. We on the one, 1 billion. You mentioned 1 billion with the farmers, but then you said 1.25 billion, which is an eight, which is, again, for me, it's hidden. Because one, when you spell one, O-N-E, it equals eight. So both of them are on the one. So I'm looking at that one, as you said, key. What are their plan? What are they planning for? Because it's always a distraction when they put something in front. Because, again, 1 billion sounds great, but as you broke it down, 50,000 per family?
Which is nothing.
Thank you. That's nothing. But you can still allocate another billion to this fake emergency fund.
Yeah.
It never seems to get to the places it needs to get to. But, you know, giving that 1.25 billion to the farmers, it was something. Crumbs again. When we think of all the money that they've lost over the years, over the battles that they've been battling.
Well, you know what? Not only that, Brother Eddie, the fact that they weren't even able to buy some farms. Remember, they, the landowners, they wouldn't even give them the, you know, wouldn't even sell them the properties and everything. You know, the seeds and everything that they needed, they weren't able to get it. They weren't able to get a line of credit or anything.
Again, that's
so
the
old.
So we lost a lot of black farmers. Exactly. The old red line again, just like us coming in and starting to buy property or trying to buy houses, and they're telling us we can't, not qualified, you know. So it's the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Again, recognizing the patterns.
Yes. Okay, my last story for today is, this was in L.A., and this was yesterday, the 8th or the 9th, yesterday. Okay, bill to ban police use of restraints that cut off oxygen past the assembly floor. Why these people need to be told that this isn't right, I don't know, but they're about their father's business. So they needed a bill to tell them that, you know, you shouldn't kill someone by putting your knee on their neck or anything else to kill them.
Yeah.
Said we need all make sure all methods of restraining someone do not turn unnecessarily deadly. So for anyone that didn't know that, you know, they made a law so that y'all can know this now. I mean, I thought that was something that we always do, but.
Well, that again
just
takes us back.
Lincoln and everything else. Pardon me?
No, so that just takes us back to no more than just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just basic common sense.
Yeah.
So we see what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And then we still got to waste, what, taxpayers' money for
yes.
trial after trial after trial after trial.
And then for the payout, you know, so basically the families and the people in that community and, you know, whoever else, they're paying for, you know, their own restitution, you know, for, I mean, I don't know. You can't ever be compensated for losing someone that you love. There is no compensation for that. But for whatever, you know, value they want to throw at that life, and they decide how much value that life is. Well, who are you to tell someone how much that, you know, that person's life means to them? But it's still their
yeah.
tax dollars and everything else that's still funding this.
Yeah. I want to end on a positive note, you know,
yes,
and again,
please.
Like I said, the positive note in all of this is that we've all seen these things throughout
yes.
our history. See, so
yes.
at the end of the day, when we say we fell or fall for a lack of knowledge, we're not
mm-hmm.
seeing basically all of the knowledge that each individual has collectively, because
yes.
every law that has ever been made against man was made because of us.
Yeah.
We caused the effect of every law that they've come up with against man. So, again,
yeah.
since all of these laws have been created because of someone of our hue, then we have the information on what happened dealing with the process to that individual that went through it. So again, if we have the information collectively, one person that went through this that I didn't go through, let me sit back and listen to them so I can take
yeah.
in and not go down that road. If I do, I chose to. That's on me. But at least I had the information. And this is what we have, all of the information needed. All we have to do is just be quiet and listen to one another and hear that part
yeah.
of that journey, that information that they have to give. So just wanting that to end on a positive note, because we control that note. We control
yes,
the horizontal and vertical. We can delude our mind with the negative things that happen throughout our lives, or we can bring them to crystal clarity and even bring the positive out of all of the negative things that we experience. We can take one another to the inner reaches of our minds, to the outer limits, out of the box. Yes. So with that being said, was that the last one that you had, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, that was the last one. That was it. That was it for me. Now, if
okay.
Anybody on the line, if you have a news story or something that you want to bring to our attention real quick, you can do so if you just press the one, and we can do that real quick. Is that okay with you, Brother Eddie? Forgive me.
What is it? Yeah, we can do
well,
that because, again,
nobody
we'll be
up.
Going. Huh?
Yeah. I said no one put their hand up.
Okay.
If they have a news story.
We'll start off real quick again with
yes.
Are we truly on the frequency of the one?
Yes.
And that whole title comes up to a two. Even today's date, 6/9/2021, is a two.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So yes, that frequency, by the way, 37 is a 1. And again, that frequency, that 1, starts with each and every one of us, each and every individual has their own frequency. That's why you, the word you, comes to 1. That's our first business that we need to handle. Business is 37 to 1, the business of self. Or as it said, know thyself. Know is 1 and self is 1. Once we know thyself, the 1, we're on that frequency that we are supposed to be on, that level that levels us out. Now, when we get level, we can see level, as they give us their analogy of sea level. We truly begin to see level because we're on our frequency. We're on our sound. Sound is 1. Everybody has a particular sound, a particular frequency. So once we have our individual business together, get ourselves together, then once we are along our personal journeys, we begin to come across those who are on similar journeys who has information, because nothing happens by chance. Everything has a reason. That's why reason is 2. As we said, today's date and the title being 2. There is a reason, but we're not seeing it. Seeing is 2. Because what we're seeing is only for us to see, for our eyes only. Because collectively, collective being 3, I, the I, all seeing I being 3, all of us collectively seeing what we're supposed to see are part of that all seeing I. Only once we know thyself to know our part that we're supposed to give. So understanding one's journey by number of frequency, I like to use, the number of 3 and 7 being frequency equaling the 1, is no more than your journey being my journey when you say it to yourself, that 3 and 7. It's your angle, my angle, 3 and 7. My way, singing my song. It's a personal relationship, 3-7, that we have first with oneself. And it happens here and now, 3-7. Knowing our words and actions have repercussions. Words and actions are 3-7. But when understanding self, we can now decipher the self or the body, because the body is 1, is a part of the helios-bilios, or basically English referring to it as the Holy Bible, 3-7. Our personal relationship, or let me rephrase it, my personal relationship, my journey, my actions and words here and now reflect the Holy Bible, the way I see it. See is 7, it is 3, 3-7. This is why we see it our way. It's for us to see it. That's part of the journey. That's part of each individual being the witness to that which they are supposed to see along that journey. And we even see it while we're at sleep in the dream of whatever we're dreaming. Sleep and dream is 3-7. And it's submerged in our subconscious and conscious mind, 3-7. So all we're doing is learning our part, because again, that collective consciousness, 3-7, is even understanding our ignorance of the law. Ignorance being 3, law being 7. Our collective consciousness offsets that ignorance of man's law. Because remember, we're on the frequency of the one. And even by the Bible, that one is called the 10, the one, the 10 commandments. It's only 10 laws that we should be concerned with. All the others are man-made nonsense to keep us distracted. So again, that one is no more than the image of self that we form, because that image that reflects the creator, creator being one, we are no more than little creators. This is why this mad scientist is trying to create a new human, a new man, transhuman. So again, understanding our particular frequency, our level. Again, for me, it's everything I do now, I see the number, and that's what I stand on. That's why stand comes to one. I stand on everything I say now by the number. And this is why I kept using the word pattern. See, because everybody has a certain way that they see the patterns that inform them, or at least raises their eyebrow, their patterns in everything we do, at our jobs, at our homes, history itself. And those are the patterns that I try to stay with, so that we can see the past in order to see what's coming in the future. By saying the numbers, even using that as an example, past 17, which is 8, future 35, which is 8. It's that 8 that we even vibrate on. It's called a 33rd octave, being 8. And it's not a coincidence that most jobs that we work on starts from 9 to 5. And even if it's not, all of the other shifts all have 8-hour shifts. Even the 9 to 5 is 8 hours. If you notice, those 8 hours are basically during the time that the sun light and rays shine at its brightest, the hottest. And by being inside at your job, it's keeping us away from the information, just as we see now when we didn't work and they put us on so-called lockdown. We still saw how they wanted us to stay in and not go outside. But again, it's understanding that 8 hours during that so-called artificial time that they have recognized to keep us inside even during work and not giving it even a second or first thought about that key, especially for melanated people to be out during those 8 hours of the day to get those particular angles of the rays of the sun that hits the king dome, that hits the brain, that hits heaven. Because the king dome being five, your brain being five, and heaven is five, it's right here. All of that, even when we understand the Bible, when it's talking, it's basically talking about the body, the processes that happen throughout the body. So, yes, this is what's happening. Even during work, they've constructed it because that time that they have constructed us to work in, the information, especially at this time, during this transformation that we all feel that we're going through, this crystallization stage that we're going through, they definitely do not want us to get those thoughts that are so far out of the box, out of their world, but into your world. Because your world is no more than your thinking. This is why when we control even those numbers of the definition of the words they give us that we're so tied into, it doesn't make a difference anymore. Because now, stand on your square, and square being nine. Your square is no more than your reality. Standing on your square is forming your reality. Stand in your lane, your reality, your lane, your square is no more than the information that we are still learning. Information, learning, square, lane is all the nine. That's staying on your square. And again, I reiterate, that's the way I see it dealing with the numbers, because again, I measure everything that way. I see the patterns that way. Why? Because measure is 29, two. Pattern is 29, two. Number is two. Communications is 38, two. Universe, 38, two. People, 11, two. Wow, we're black. 11, that's a two. Cosmic, 20, that's a two. Cosmos, two, we're cosmic people. That two, this is why today's date and title is the two. But again, stay on your square, form it the way you see it, your reality. My reality is to give it away, because that four, dealing with give, is no more than spiritual. What I give is spiritual by the number of the word, because the spiritual is no more than the God in you, no more than the understanding that each and every one of us have in us. That understanding or overstanding is God by number. And we all have that understanding, overstanding in us once we reach that level, that frequency of self and knowing that self. We feel that frequency in the word that resonates a vibration in the voice of certain people who carry the winds of change in their voice. And by the way, voices too, all part of what's being given. See, even understanding the depth of that too is seeing that we are actually, we could use telepathy. See, because telepathy is 38, which is the universe, which is communication. which is our mind. We have the power, but again, if we don't even think about it, let alone talk about it, see, positive is too. When we think about these certain things, we reattach to those memories and the power that we have. But to basically keep it dull and dumb it farther down, we have replaced the telepathy, the communication that we have the power to do with these artificial apparatus that we're using right now called the cell phone. It's no coincidence the cell phone comes up to 29, 2. And the cell is 12, which is 3. And that's what it's trying to kill. Kill is 3. The cell, 3, by way of 5G. 5G or 5 plus 7 is 12 to 3. Using all variety of waves, waves being 21, which is 3. See, when I see those patterns, patterns being 2, numbers being 2, I measure, measure being 2 on everything I use now, because it's getting easier and easier. And I thank you, family, for the things not only that you send me, but more than that, the vibration of your voice in giving me your part of whatever you sing, because that's your part of your journey. And if it affects you and you relate it to me, then it's something that I'm supposed to get, that I hear through that conversation. I hear through your conversation the conviction at that point of the conversation that you're relating what I need to hear. This is why us talking and coming together, and even at times to come together face-to-face personally, because that vibration of being in that particular area, that frequency, that zone, that now they want us to keep divided and more divided by, amplifies the activation of the higher consciousness that we're all talking about. So again, all of it has something to do with the whole and keeping us away from the whole, which is for us is the frequency, which is the sound. They're using it to offset block by way, again, of 5G, this shot being 3, 5G being 3, TV being 3, sacrifice being 3. This is what the government being 3, is trying to do to the public. Public is 3.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence that the public has now fell into that illusion of salvation. Salvation is 3, that the shot 3 is going to save them.
Yeah.
This is why, again, we talked about the schools being 3. And again, as most of us have stopped referring to our children as being kids, well, we see that kid 12 is 3. This is why our child now being referred to as kid, because when you see it everywhere, you know, I mean, you can't even have PBS kids without them promoting that word and replacing it with a child,
yeah,
young adult. But that kid, because why? Your child now being called a kid in school, 21, kid 12, is going to be used to take that shot. And as they just did, they just made it where a child 12 years old can accept it without their parents' permission. There's that 12 years old.
Yeah, remember we had talked about that a while ago.
Last year. We talked about it last year. Yes, I did. Oh, yes.
Yes, we already discussed that.
So,
yes.
Again,
there it was.
These are the things metaphysically family, as we're touching on now, that's spiritual.
Yes.
We've talked about these things, and we're now seeing these things manifest. I'm waiting for the so-called disclosure of the UFOs. We know they're here. They've been here, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah, all you just going to do is validate what we already know. But like I said, I need not wait on them on something that we already know. Or
yes.
For some of us, maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, I can't talk more. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Forgive me. Can I bring something back when you were talking about the telepathy? Now, people are aware of, and I forgive me, y'all, for not having the article, but I know it was something that I had been reading where they were talking about how they were going to use telepathy, which really made my ears perk up, because, okay, now you're admitting this on, television, wherever it was that I seen that I don't remember. But they're going to use it to try to create, the God voice in you so that people will flock to this voice that they think that they're hearing to create a, I can't even think of the word. Lord, forgive me. Something, the word just, and I can hit the rapture. So that people are thinking, so they could be following, something that's not real, that, that they're doing. But, so that they can lead people to wherever they choose to lead people to as part of their mind games to herd us somewhere.
Mind control. So, yeah, we're going to touch on that when we come back after break, because I see it's on the one. It's 9:10 here, but it's 10:10 there. So that's still two for you and one for me. So again, So
as you have
with that,
in
family,
you want, okay, we have a hand up. We have a hand up. You want to take the caller before you go to break, or do you want to go to break
after
the
caller? We can take the caller.
Okay, now I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong, so let me play it safe. Area code 404.
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all hear me?
Hello,
hey,
Brother West. Yes,
you get out
here. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm still learning. Yeah, that weapon you talk about, internet, is called a voice of God weapon.
Oh, okay.
When them soldiers in Iraq thought they was hearing Allah, and they all of them surrendered their guns.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Brother Wesley. Yes, I remember that now. Thank you. Yes, they're going to try it.
And then they got that Project Blue Beam where they're going to show a hologram of Jesus, like Iceman on a stick. That's what I call
Iceman
on a stick.
Yeah.
Okay, I got an echo. I'm going to go ahead and mute myself, all right?
Okay, but
all
thank you so much for that, Brother Wesley.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I know I heard it. Thank you so much. Man, that gave my brain a break.
that basically echoes the numbers of no more than 2 and 4.
So there's
God
six.
Being four, right, God being 4 and 2, being the universe.
Yeah.
That's what I said earlier. We are the voice of the universe. We voice what others don't hear. The universe, but not, again, this is why we have to constantly challenge our own mind, our own brain, our own thought and interpretation. Mirror. This is what we challenge in self, not anybody else. That's why it's self. Know thyself. So when we get it right and see within and bring it out, then we're bringing it out spiritually, because that's why we go within, because the spiritual is the inner overstanding that we now witness. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, we can go ahead and go to break.
Okay, is there anything in particular that you would like to be played?
Oh, surprise me.
Okay, look, I was giving you the chance.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted one back on again, so I said, okay, let me ask you. Okay, well, let me, I know what you like. Let me do this. Okay, y'all, we'll be right back.
Spotlight on. Bye.
Okay, folks, we're back with you. Brother Eddie, you with me? If you have yourself on mute, I think Brother Eddie,
yes, I am. Can you hear me?
To the music. Okay, I thought we lost you to the music and you were off dancing somewhere.
No, it just brought me up some more, so that level I went up a notch, so I appreciate that. So that was a good surprise. Yeah, because everybody's got a little light under the sun shining on the funk, shining on the thought. That five is the thought. And that light from the sun is no more than the information coming through the rays that, again, at this particular time, they don't want us to get those rays that echo and even expand our thinking beyond what the program of this system has placed in us. That 8-hour, again, dealing with the jobs that we have, being in 8-hour shifts, that 8, again, understanding that that's our vibration, 33rd octaves, oct being 8, being key. But if you add that 3-3, which is an 8, I mean 3-3, which is a 6, plus 8, you got 14, that 5 again. But octave by the word comes to 23, which is that 5. And understanding that octave of that 8 that we're on, that 5 is called infinity. Infinity is 32. And infinity for us is living in the moment, or better yet, the present. Present is 32. That's our infinity. That gets us to the past being 8 or to the future being 8. But getting back to being telepathic, that's what we are, because telepathic is 844. And that breaks our mental thinking during those particular so-called hours of the sun rotating on those arches or angles as it basically goes around, or as they say, the earth goes around the sun. So, yes, it's all connected, because even getting back to how they're using it and what they're using, understanding that 3 is why they called it not a mobile phone, because a lot of us remember it used to be called a mobile phone. They changed the mobile to cell, because cell, again, is what's being...
You know, was actually connected to the car. You couldn't get up and carry it around. You know, it wouldn't work. You had to hook it up inside the car to
use it. You had a mobile phone, and that's why it started off being mobile in the car, but it became mobile when you could still transport it on you.
Yeah.
You had a phone that was now not connected to your car, and it was still mobile without your car, and that transmission or that particular 3 or 4G that they were amplifying at that time before it was basically created coming down the road. But, yeah, this is why it changed to the cell, just like those 5G towers. It used to be on there. They used to be called solar panels.
Yes.
Now they're cell. So, again, the cell from the phone is to affect our cell, to affect our blood, through the waves of 5G, but basically what it's doing, and it's messing with our actual spiritual essence. Spiritual being 4. And how is it doing that? Well, it uses the technology of digital amplification, digital, and we're all using digital devices. Digital is 31, which is a 4, which is, it affects the spirit. How? By electricity. We constantly are talking about the electricity. Electricity is 4. And within this electricity, or within this injection, they're using nanotechnology, which is basically magnets. We're hearing stories and seeing stories of how magnets now, once you attach them or put them on the arm that has been vaccinated or vaccinated, the magnet sticks. Because why? What's being shot into us by the nano technology goes directly into the blood. Well, what is in the blood? Our blood, especially our women, carry iron. Iron is four. This is why the iron in the blood becomes magnetized from the nanos, and a magnet will now stick on our arm.
Yeah, I don't
but also
like
use,
concerning. That's very concerning.
Oh, yeah.
We also have a caller, but no, no, and that scares me. You know, people walking around with magnets. Look, any type of metal device you have on your body, you know, that a person has on their body, are these magnets strong enough where it's going to affect you?
Well, yes,
I'm sorry, that's very adamant.
But see, this is why it's being used, because, again, we're talking about how people's behavior would change. What behavior is for? Magnet is for. Iron is for. Electricity is for. We're basically electrical currents through our nervous system, electrical impulses. So with this magnet affecting the iron in our blood, it affects the behavior. And we're talking about these walking zombies we're going to start to see, the walking dead. Because, again, walking being five, dead being five, is part of what they're using, the nano. Nano is five. Because they're trying to what? Map the brain. Map being five, brain being five. Because this mapping of the brain is to block and or kill the cells and the blood that flows, that basically changes the human into what we see everywhere called a mutant. Mutant is 23, which is five. Part of the walking five, dead five. So, yeah, this is what this nano, these magnets are doing to change our behavior. And we could see it manifesting again, manifestify in front of our eyes. We truly speak things into existence. And with all of the power that we possess and all of the power that we've been using to speak and say certain things, we are seeing them in real time. So with that being said, you can let the caller in.
Okay, thank you. Area code 706. I believe this is Brother Kwame.
Brother Kwame, yeah. Brother Kwame.
Yeah, I was on mute. Greetings, family.
Okay.
Greetings, Brother Kwame. How you doing?
I'm very grateful, man, and thanks for all the prayers. You know, Mom got a good lab test today, and
great.
The count has gone up, so they're saying that she won't have to go on dialysis, which is great.
Great.
You know? Yeah, that's good.
So that shows prayer works, and, you know, other things in which you got positive feedback to her. And anyway, I left her with a crystal, too, so, you know, she didn't know the secret.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
But anyway, the thing that I'm hearing, and, you know, I thank you, Antoinette, because you played Flashlight, and it's very important because, you know, we're looking at this whole concept of communication. And that was one of the ways in which you look at the flashlight, and I was looking up the history, and it was invented back in the 1800s. But the part of the flashlight had to do with what Thomas Edison, but really what Lattimore did when he made the filament that would burn in the incandescent light and even in the flashlight, because it has a little wiring, and that wiring came from Lattimore's, connecting it to where that battery would be able, those batteries that they began to create, and that was over in the UK, they created this whole flashlight. But in them using that flashlight, there was a way in which they used what was the telegraph system, Morse to wires, but the communication of Morse code by light, by using flashlights. Or in the Navy, they had ships that they had a handle that they could flash the Morse code and communicate with someone interpreting what was being read, I mean, shown through the light in Morse code. So that was the first way of another way of which they began to communicate. And then you were asking about the cell phone and the mobile phone. But that
yeah.
was even created back in the 40s. But they hadn't got enough technology together until in the late latter 70s or 80s when they really got the technology put together, because even in World War II, they had walkie-talkies, which was the base of what we call the cell phones. They were
yeah.
the mobile phones that we had. Those were the mobile phones that they were using, and then they had the radio men that walked around with a pack on their back and had a phone, and they could transmit and communicate by radio. So those were the basis of what we're seeing now, that we walk around with cell phones when
mm-hmm.
we move from corner phones, being on the corner, every corner had a coin phone or
yeah.
a wire phone. And then they began to introduce the technology, taking it offline and putting it into the air, like Brother was saying, the cell phone towers. So we've watched this whole thing, and the other part when Brother West was showing you about, and I sent it to you, about the God voice. What that is just like the subliminal message that they used to put in the movie theater. They would put one frame of popcorn in the cartoon or in the advertisement, and everybody would get up and go to the concession stand buying popcorn, because unconsciously your brain picked up that popcorn. You didn't really see it and think about it because you're watching the entertainment, but that one frame got in the subconscious and told you, I want popcorn. And this is what they're doing with the being able with the cell technology, is because they understand the brain is electrical. And what they now know, the difference by taking EEGs, they know the frequency of the brain, because they did a test when I think it was maybe 2 or 3G was really out there. And what they did was at 5 o'clock, they transmitted over the cell phone towers antennas. They transmitted an 800 number. And people just start dialing this 800 number. And they got thousands of people responded, not knowing that they had been subliminally, that transmission made them, just like the popcorn, dial that number. And these are the mind controls that they're working with, being able to navigate through the human mind, because of the part of the nanotechnology that they're creating is the neural net that we already have in our bodies. They're just making it artificial. And being able to disguise that artificial and put it in such a way that they're now getting you to receive it. And Brother West, I think he was on one of the shows, but he was saying he went through the X-ray machine. He said, I got enough chips in me that I stood there and I got enough chips in me. I look like a big old bag of Lay's potato chips, because he got all these particles of chips in his body. That when he went to the X-ray machine, he's like a whole bag of Lay's potato chips. But that's what they're doing in being able to chemtrail with the aluminum, the nanoparticles, and the other beryllium, and all of those, because we've ingested that. So now our bodies are filled with these particles, in order for those particles now will respond to the frequency. That was the thing that they were upset, because when they turned up on the 5G, that trauma that hit the human body caused everybody to start dying, and they say, oh, this is COVID and this disease, but it's your reaction to that 5G, that 60 megahertz frequency, which is 5G, that your body was traumatized with. And now they're slowly dialing down. You're getting used to the heat and the frequency of this. And this is what the next phase is because they're going to turn it back up once they get it flowing the way they want it to go. And so we're in, you know, we who have eyes see and we who have ears hear what is going on. And we're now looking at coming back in nature. Because nature and the trees and all of the plants and the things in there puts us back in a natural frequency and takes us out of that unnatural frequency that you live in an urban plantation, which they're now moving from urban plantation to smart cities. The smart cities is because they're going to have the technology in place to override your own, your behavior control. And that's why they're giving you behavior credit. Social behavior credit scores is because they want to see how they're going to be able to control your behavior with their frequency of design. It's the new Jim. Instead of we move from the Jim Crow, which was came out of captivity, and then we got and fought and protested through Jim Crow. Now they've come up with a new algorithm and codes they call the new Jim Code. And now they have a better technology in which they're encrypting the messages of control where you have to understand that this is going to be the currency that you're going to have to use to purchase your life resources.
Yes, man. I had myself on mute, and I'm taking notes, and I'm loving it. Dealing with, first of all, going back to the flashlight and not breaking Parliament down, but just using that as a catalyst of you talking about the communication that they had. It brought me to that 1-2, which again at 3, in the so-called American Revolutionary War, where we heard one is by land and two is by sea. So, again, that's using those lanterns as a sign or means of communications. And, yes, the Jim Crow / Jim Code being the same number, different words, it's no more than that 6. And, again, 24-6, Jim Crow or Code is no more than a program. 6. It's no more than what you said, 6 called the algorithms. That's 6. That's part of the program. That's part of the Jim Code that they're using. And basically, we give them on social media, different sites. Again, mind your wants, because we know who wants your mind. And they're using it against us, especially our children, because we know that our children willy-nilly gives a lot of information and accepts a lot of apps. That's why the pertinent number for me is apps, which comes before, which is that spiritual essence, the apps being digital, which replaces that spiritual essence. Because there's nothing being actually amplified to the spirit. It's actually being blocked through this digital technology, interrupting our true vibration, that true level, that true one, that frequency.
And the numbers don't, like you always say, the numbers always say what it is, because you said mm-hmm. Jim Crow is 6, right? That's the law mm-hmm. that they made.
That's it.
Jim Code is the new coding of law that they made, which is a 6. Algorithms, which is the way in which they put the zeros and one into a certain rhythm to create a certain pattern of communication. So what you're saying is it's 666.
Yeah.
It
brings us back to that
the
nine.
Numbers don't lie. The words,
they don't lie.
And words and the, like you said, the words and the numbers. And so that's the new 666.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, the patterns of numbers that I see constantly feed itself. And that, again, if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. And when we don't have any type of patterns, any type of personal relationships to our signs and symbols that gives us the information that sometimes we don't recognize, you know, hey, hopefully, like I said, along one's journey, that information should come, because, again, that's the reason that we do come in contact with one another. And again, it's that scene that we miss sometimes for whatever reason.
Now we have another call. Excuse me. We have another caller with their hand up. Are y'all ready for another caller to come in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, area code 313.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Adwa, and I just wanted to ask a question.
Adwa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. You both sound well. I've been listening to you, brother, and I'm sorry, I don't have your name. Could you tell me your name?
Brother Eddie Harris.
Okay, brother. Okay, like the musician, huh? Eddie Harris.
That's cool.
All right. I've been trying to follow you, and as you go through the discussion here, you know, you give numbers to certain words. And I'm trying to add these consonants up, these vowels and consonants up, but I'm not getting the same numbers that you're getting. Could you please explain to me how you use your number system?
Sure. And I haven't did it in a while, and forgive me for that. The numerology system that I use is from Marty Lees, and you can look that up the way on YouTube and just put up Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, Leeds, L-E-E-D-S, Pi, P-I, the English language.
Okay.
And that code will come up.
All right.
Okay. And you're probably using the alphabet as it has 26 letters, all 26 letters, which is
right.
Good because, and it's for me, it's the yin and the yang. That's one side, and I have another side. So, you know, I don't use that side as much because I'm so attached to the metaphysical side of these numbers that echo everything that I'm saying by number, and this is why you're like, wow, wait, I don't get the same number. Let me see what's happening, why my numbers are different from his. So, again, you know, forgive me for not basically giving that so people would know what to look at and where what code I'm working with.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions? Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
So your number system, is it from 0 to 9 or 1 to 9?
No, it's actually 0. It's 1 to 7, which is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 7. And once you get to 7, you go back down, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, which gives you 13 letters on one side. And you do the same number pattern of 1 to 7 and then 6 back down to 1. Because this, again, is hidden, but that's no more than seeing why they use that. It's our code, but they used it even in the story of Adam and Eve. Adam, his name comes up to 7. Adam never made it to heaven because of his disobedience, so he was cast back down. So going back down instead of heaven, we would say hell. And there's no coincidence that hell comes to the number 15, and 1 plus 5 is 6. So once you get to 7, you go back down to hell.
654321. So this is just their way being hidden behind this code, because like they said, it's written in the palm of your hand. And all of it adds up, you know. So even when I went through and looked at the Bible from this particular gematria, it added up. From the system that you would use, even if you use the reference in the Bible, Revelation 13:18, where it says, here's wisdom. Let he who understand count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. So stop there and find the number in that code you use for the beast and man, since they're supposed to add up, and see if it adds up. If it doesn't, something's wrong. So that's my way of looking at it, because I'm looking at breaking the whole Bible down using this particular gematria, and it's right there. It's metaphysics. It's a spiritual God. And this is what they've got off, our spiritual essence.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm loving your questions, because, again, I'm quite sure others have similar questions to this, you know, because, like I said, I love it. It's a brother in the family named Eric, and he uses the same code, and he sees things differently, but I love it because it's giving me that other angle, you know. So don't lose what you're doing. What I'm giving just enhances what you're doing from whatever point you've gotten, because what I'm doing does not take, it enhances, you know, and it's only to be used where you see it's useful to be used. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, I will be listening. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Thank you, Sister Adam. I was good to hear you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been.
Yes, and I have another message.
Don't hesitate to call back in. Please, don't hesitate to call back in.
Will do.
Okay, y'all. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Okay, I can continue?
Yes.
Before I continue, let me give the number out, family, because we're almost at the 10 o'clock hour and we're going into overtime.
I was not paying attention.
I know. I just looked myself. So the number is 515-605-9343. Again, that number is 515-605-9343. You can give your number, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. The other call-in number is area 414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And if you have a question or a comment, press 1 and I can open up your line. Okay, Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, I could be reached at eharris1276@gmail.com. That's eharris1276@gmail.com.
Okay, and mine is Antoinette130. Antoinette 130 at Comcast.net. Again, that's Antoinette, Antoinette 130 at Comcast.net. Okay, y'all. All right, so press 1 if you have a question or a comment, and I can open up your line. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Okay. Adding two, because, again, that's what learning is all about. The 9, the 144, add. So, again, I'm adding to the 5G that I've received since our last class. And some of the things with 5G that are pertinent is what they're doing. 5G is no more than to keep us divided. And this is what we constantly see and what we've been talking about. But to give us the power that we have to offset 5G is what's called Christ consciousness. Crisis 5, Consciousness is 7, 5G. That's why they're trying to keep us divided. And that Christ consciousness is no more than each individual just staying, stay focused on your square. Stay being 7, focus being 5, 5G. And what I got, even listening to Brother X, he was using the scriptural term of what Solomon Temple means. And like I said, I use those things, but I see them, and basically he was just amplifying those same numbers. Because, again, Solomon's Temple and the way he was explaining it, dealing with the cube, and the cube is a conscious construct. Well, Solomon is 16, which is 7. Cube is 16, which is 7. Consciousness is 52, which is 7. So exactly right. Solomon's Temple is dealing with your consciousness. The temple is no more than your brain. Because, again, when we talked earlier about the nanotechnology trying to affect your temple, a.k.a. your brain,
yeah,
this is why they're trying to keep it divided. So basically all we're doing is dropping a bomb. And the bomb is understanding even in what they're trying to do that we have that they want so badly. The 5G is our carbon. And the 7 is our melanin, the 5G. This is what they want.
Yes.
See, because even looking closer, the carbon, again, being hue or color, they want our organ, color being 5, organ being 7, 5G. They even want our melanin, 7. This is why they're constantly talking about our carbon footprint. But again, understanding that Solomon Temple, that Christ consciousness gives us our brain power, which is no more than our brain weapon. Our consciousness is no more than a weapon that we can learn to use through one another. Again, to combat that which we are being attacked by. Because, again, that's the so-called end of times, that through the illusions and the augmented reality and everything that they are developing, as Brother Weston, you mentioned earlier, the voice of God, all of these yeah. devices to basically take us off our square. This is why I said earlier, every day I challenge my own brain, my own thought, my own interpretation, the mirror and sense that I make, the work that I put in to stay focused, 5G, because they're trying to keep us off our square. By creating through augmented reality, what? False reality.
Yeah.
A system as what they've already put in place. Because system is 9, just like reality. It's a system that they've set up dealing with time. Time is 9. And as we are alluding to now, we know that that time is an illusion. So we're coming out of that man-made time and getting back into the age, the spiritual, the wisdom of where we are in Aquarius. And this is the, these are the bombs that we're dropping on one another to basically activate, because our conversations through a higher consciousness is supposed to activate one another. That's why activate is 34, which is 7. This is what the higher consciousness or the Christ consciousness with one another is supposed to activate, not drain, This is what the news does. This is what social media does. It basically is no more than a big distraction that if we get caught up in it, it drains instead of giving us energy. And like I said, we take it back through the things we bring into existence, speak it into existence. That's what's happening. Oh, by the way, speaking to existence comes to 73, back on the one, family.
All we right. are truly. Well, we're staying on the one.
That's it. See?
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, and all we're doing in speaking is the four, which is no more than speaking truth. Speaking the truth is 44. See, as long as we're speaking the truth, there's nothing to worry about because we're into that protection of the spiritual of God. This is why we hear the term God is our protection. Well, the number of protection is 40, which is 4. So, yeah, God 4 is that spiritual 4 protection, giving us wisdom 4 to relate our story, story being 4, not Hollywood no more. See, that's part of the program that we've been conditioned to believe through the images from the pictures on television. Through that 5G that was part of the earlier programming, and it's still being used. But again, it's up to us to fix us. We have the resources by the information that if I don't have it, Brother Kwame has it. If Brother Kwame doesn't have it, Brother Mel has it. Sister Antoinette has it. Dry Bones has it. Brother D has it. Brother X has it. Sister Bev has it. Mother AZ has it. Brother Thomas has it. I mean, on and on and on. We're just all pieces and parts of a bigger piece. This is why we contribute and we give what it is that we've witnessed along our journey, our parts of the conversation that is useful, because we have an abundance of information throughout our lives that is not pertinent for those that we conversate with dealing with the journeys that we're on. That's why it's all called practice being 5. Preach being 5. Practice what you preach. So again, this is all that we're doing, and again, through love, it's called correcting one another. See, it's enough hate out there, but we correct one another. If I see you or you see me getting ready to jump off a cliff, pull my coattail, hold me back, pull me back. Yo, bro, yeah. Please, you getting ready to jump off the cliff, don't you see? Are you blind? And once you let go, if they still decide to jump off the cliff, hey, you did your part while you were there. Because we're there for particular reasons to help certain people in their time of need. And again, it's on us choice. It's either we do or we don't. Happens every day in some way or another. But for me, that's that last test, which is no more than that spiritual journey that we're still learning. Same number, different words. 4 and 7, which brings us back to that 11, that 2.
Yeah.
See, so all we have to do is master our craft. They call it witchcraft. No, master your craft. Master your art. Master your spiritual. So, again, we are starting to fill in that 2, that 11 called the gap, because that's all. We have certain pieces to fill in certain gaps to different people's journey along their way. Everybody has a gap, and it's up to the individual if they feel that they have that responsibility to the whole or not. Nobody can force anybody to say what they don't want to say or what they don't want to share. But again, once we universally get on that mindset of the universe and flow with it, we'll know when and when not to say what needs to be said. Just like when a teacher is needed, a student will come. And when a student is needed, a teacher will come. It's all in divine order. So again, that's what we're getting back to, because the divine being 7 is no more than the nature, the consciousness of the nature that we're talking about. When we're talking about being in an urban setting, being transformed into a smart city setting. This is why, again, going back to the 3, the lead, as in the story of Superman, not being able to see through lead, it's the X-rays that are dangerous to the cells, cell being 3. This is why lead is used to protect one from X-rays. Well, whenever we get an X-ray, the X-ray technician always stands behind a lead partition, shield. Tell you, don't move. And every time we get an X-ray, it's affecting our cell. But this is why, again, going back a couple of decades ago, when they came up with the nonsense about our children eating lead paint and then made lead paint, you know, discontinued so that they could get rid of all of the lead. Why? Just like Superman not being able to see through lead, the smart cities would not be able to penetrate with their so-called smart meters through the lead paint. Eventually it would, but the lead paint would offset the vibrations of the 5G, of the waves that's being used, that's going to be used. So, yes, yeah, this is how long this has been put into effect, even thinking about what was called lead gas, trying to get rid of it, having lead, mid-grain, and premium gas. But if the lead was so harmful, why do they still have regular lead? Anyway, you were about to say something, Sister Antoinette. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to ask you about, and Carla, I'll be right with you. Let me just ask this. Okay, well, they left. What I wanted to know was, you know how now they say that, put your cell phones into a lead box?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that? Now, can we do that with everything? Should we put everything into a lead box to protect us? I'm still trying to find the lead box, but.
I mean, you can. I won't say not, but again, we have different ways, again, that we talk to one another about, that we have defenses that we could use right now. We're always talking about the 5, which is also defense. Defense comes to 5. We're constantly talking about the crystals. Crystals come to 5. We can use the crystals as a defense. The crystals have certain minerals that basically offset a lot of these gadgets, a lot of the technology, a lot of the frequencies that we use, if we place certain crystals and or stones around certain devices, if we don't turn them off or unplug them. Just like yeah. Brother West mentioned the word interest when people are coming inside your house. Well, yes, entrance, another way of pronouncing it. And again, if you're wanting to protecting your home, you have different crystal stones around your entrance way. You do different methods of smudging and getting rid of certain negative spirits that might have entered your house with individuals. But we learn these certain defenses that, again, it's your intent, and not only your intent, the two of the universe, the two that we've been talking about, is called believe. You have that power, and it's called believe. You have to believe in your intentions and what you are doing. It has nothing to do with anyone else. This is why you set the parameters dealing with your square, your reality. People can give you suggestions, but you use those just to refine what it is that you're developing along your journey and along using these different tools that we have and we give one another and share this information to use. We have to put it to work. We have to see what works and what doesn't work. But everything starts with self. So, again, yes, a lead box and all this, but like you said, that's hard to find. We can find crystals yeah. everywhere and get the information for those who know a little bit more than what we know about crystals that we're trying to get into to defend us from whatever we're trying to use as far as our defense. The defense could be to heal. Yeah. Heal comes to five. Defense is five. The crystals also heal. See, for me, the number of the word that we even says let us know what the things that we use can do. Just find those particular words to that particular number of the crystal, the defense that you're using in your rituals. Rituals, five. See?
Yeah.
But again, it's what we find, because again, others that aren't into the numbers find different ways to use their intent on what they've learned. Learn is five. It doesn't matter. You still into the five when you learn what you learn. I have no problem with anything, because again, that's for one's particular journey. And the help that we give is when it's asked for. Because some people don't want help.
True.
So, did you have any other questions?
No, that's all I can think of right now.
Okay.
And we did have one, I think it was Sister Paris. Sister Paris, if you put your hand back up, I'll open your line. Pretty sure it was Sister Paris.
Okay, if it was, yeah, I hope she does. It might be her phone. I don't know if it might have died or whatever. But, yeah, I wish she could call back in, because
yeah,
I wanted to get her.
Here.
Okay. I wanted to give her a little information that she asked me about yesterday dealing with her dream.
Oh,
so
okay.
If she does, you know, I let her know some of the things that I saw and what she mentioned. So,
yeah.
But yes, family, that's it. We have to challenge ourselves. You know, it's no reason to challenge anybody else, you know, because in challenging self, when we see others, that's the mirror, and the mirror is only the reflection back at us to still challenge self, that man in the mirror. So again, you know, just find what it is that works for you. That's the key, work being five. It work, whatever works for you. That doesn't work for me, that's no problem. But it's something that works for you, that through our paths as we cross, I'll be able to use certain things that it is that you gave me as for me with you. And that's what it is. A simple cell, especially red blood cells, are meant to do that, to connect and disseminate all the information one cell has to the other and vice versa. The red blood cell, not the phagocytes, mm-hmm. not the white blood
right.
cells that kills,
right.
kills. So
yeah.
let me stop. But again, you know, this is just
and
even in nature.
Know, phagocytes, y'all, is a medical term. It's a medical term for eating cells. In case anybody didn't know what phagocytes meant, brother.
No, I appreciate that because I'm taking a lot for granted to think that certain terms that we've used before that certain listeners that might not have heard certain shows heard those particular terms. So there's nothing wrong with basically giving that breakdown of what a phagocyte is. So, hey. But
and I also have a question. They're saying
mm-hmm.
that tonight or tomorrow that the red, not, what is that called, the fire eclipse, you'll be able to see it?
The fire ring.
The ring of fire.
Ring of fire.
Yes,
thank you, Brother
Kwame. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Yes.
You know,
now,
yeah,
is that one where
tomorrow.
You can't look at it? You can't look at that one either?
Well, again, see, I don't adhere to not looking at the eclipse. You know, when I've had a chance to look at it at different times, I've always looked at it without glasses. So, again, knowing that that's for them needing these glasses. Naturally, we have our pupils colored so that we don't need that, because understanding we're not spectators of these solar events, we're part of these solar events. This is why we get energy every time these solar events happen. We're getting different
yeah.
bursts of energy, but just that thought of that alone entertaining what these events that are even for us are doing to us, not entertaining that thought, which I can't control how we entertain it, does us, in my opinion, a disservice to what the universe and what is happening in the cosmos as above that's coming so below that's hitting us.
Yeah.
So every time this happens, I always go outside, regardless if they put clouds in the sky like they did the last time when we had the lunar eclipse. I still went outside during that time and gave my meditation and got with the universe, got with the air, got with the Galactic Federation, got with the wind, and communicated. That's me. I can't, you know, say how anybody else. But again, it's nothing wrong with me sharing, again, through nature, my passion, my heart, what touches me, the words that I have to share that vibrate from me, that I easily and quite frankly enjoy sharing. So, again, find your passion, whatever it might be, and get into it.
Yes.
Okay, and with it being at 6 in the morning, with the sunrise is what time the eclipse is going to be for the East Coast, and it's only
okay.
going to be seen from the Northeast all the way down to Georgia. I don't think Florida will be in the alignment.
In the loop.
Right, so it'll have to be, it's going to be at 6:52, I think it is, just as the sun is rising. And what the eclipse is, because the moon is going in front of the sun, so that's the part in which we're going to see. And it's just a shadow, because the old days you used to take and put a pinhole in a box and watch the shadow of the sun as you see it going across from the pinhole. But you can watch it just like Brother Eddie and just like the lunar. The thing is that we have our own sunglasses, because our retinas are melanated and the darkness of it absorb. And plus, it's a reboot. The energies that's coming from both sun and moon, with the earth being in between it, is what we're getting, a reboot of consciousness. And that's going to last. See, this Gemini hasn't happened in 18 years. So it's in north node, and so it's 9 years in one node to one node, and then 9 years to the next node. So the next reboot will be December the 4th. We'll have a partial eclipse in November, but the next lunar eclipse will be, it's always an opposite. We've got a lunar and a solar. So we're having a solar now, and then we'll have a lunar in December. And so these are reactivations. We had the last December 21st. We had that alignment with the reboot. So all of this is bringing in the new consciousness that we are needing in this shift into a new age. So it's in divine order that we're purposely here with this part of a solar system in the galaxy, receiving these programs of consciousness that we're needing to keep this journey.
Yes, okay. That is correct. And by the way, that reboot is a five. See, and that's even understanding that five goes along with that smart dust, because dust is five. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So yes, this is what is being bombarded on Earth right now. What we're getting, that five is no more than part of the rays that the sun is amplifying. Rays of 14, which is that five. And it's the food directed for the pineal or the pituitary first, which is a five, that is directly aligned to the pineal gland, which is a five. So it's all that food for thought right there in that five. So go ahead, Brother Kwame, continue, my bad.
No, you were saying the dust, because what they're showing is that the meteor nanoparticles of dust is over 11,464,000 pounds of meteor dust that is bathing the planet. And so this is what we're getting, this cosmic dust, along with the ray activations of these different reboots, is putting new soil laying on top of the soil, bringing a different energy back to life in the earth. And then we're breathing in those particles, counteracting the nanoparticles that they're chemtrailing. The meteor dust is more than the nanoparticles. So we're getting the medicine from the cosmic and just being out in nature and being able to perceive it and receive it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And to let the family know, when you talked about chemtrails, see, chemtrails is 41, which is that five. And the chemtrails are no more than a mixture of chemicals, chemicals 32, which is that five. This is the chemicals that are also in the fireworks 41, which is that five, that we're going to continue to hear until that so-called Independence Day. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Sound like somebody else was trying to say something.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have Sister Parrish is back.
Okay.
Okay. Sister Paz?
Yes, ma'am. Greetings, family. Greetings.
How are you feeling? Are you better? Do you feel any better?
Yes, ma'am, than I did last night. I'm back with you now. And Brother Harris was saying something about that dream that I was in the process of doing my best to express last night. And greetings, Brother Kwame, and everybody else online. Go ahead, my dear brother. What did you get out of that?
First, since you did mention it on Brother X's show, and you started off with Brother Andrew came on talking about a calendar, 19-day calendar. Well, mm-hmm. we're on the one, and we know that 19 is one. But mm-hmm. seeing that you express calendar is 22, which is that four, which is letting you know you're dealing with your square. And it was no coincidence that you said you were on a bus in a junkyard. Well, bus is 14 to 5, junk is 14 to 5, and yard is 12. 14, 14, and 12 is 40. That was on your square that you was dealing with. But understanding, you also said that I had a significant part in being on this team of doctors. Well, you know, Brother Eddie is 5. Eddie, being a teacher, 5, is here to reveal 5 on what these doctors are giving you, because the bus that you are on is no more than the music, as you heard. Remember, 12 being 3, which is the yard, music is 21. You were hearing music, and that music is no more than the words that were given to you that were wrong by these doctors. And through the information, myself and the family of the information that you've been getting, now you are able to bust these doctors out with the junk that they give you.
Mm.
So there's that bust in the junk in the yard that you're able to decipher now what they're doing and what they say, and the garbage or the junk that they try to feed you, you're able to bust them out. So those were the ways that I saw it real quick, that, again, we can get deeper off the line, but maybe that will help you, because, again, that's even understanding that doctors and those doctors are no more than revealing to you things you already know, that you, not just from the other side, but from the family, the metaphysical family, that we, again, the collective consciousness, we inform one another of the information that we have, and we only fill the gaps. So hopefully I filled the gap for you, or connected a dot, because that's what we're dealing with.
You have, brother, and what I want to say is that date, let me see, yesterday, about maybe 12:30, the mm-hmm. nurse came and said, Parrish, you can go home. The doctor says you're fine. You can go home. And I looked at her. I said, what? Yeah, you can. I said, what did you say? She said, you can go home. The doctor is releasing you. I said, wait just a minute. I said, well, what are they going to do about this hip? It's still not in place. Well, I don't know. You can go home Saturday. And I'm like, okay. And it kind of stunned me. I said, no, that's bullshit. Mm-mm-mm. To myself, I didn't say that to her, you know, personally. And then later on, the doctor, no, she says, well, just call your doctor. I don't know what to tell you. Just call your doctor. I said, what is this going on with these people in their minds? And I'm like, this is similar to the dream. And I'm like, what the hell? So later on, they came back and said, we called the doctor, and he said, oh, no, you got to be careful. The other doctor said he couldn't do anything, but we called the other doctor, and he said, nope, you have an appointment tomorrow, and we will see, and we will wait to go from there. And even the other house doctor had to come in earlier today and said, Ms. Paris, I apologize. I don't know what's going on. But we got to wait to see Dr. Goodman. You are not going home until we figure this out. And then I just kind of looked at him, and he says, I do so apologize. And I'm saying, I thank you. I appreciate this, you coming and telling me that you were in error. So I've been like, okay, what does this really mean? What is the universe telling me through this, you know? So anyway, we'll talk about this offline, Brother Harris. There's something else behind this, and I know it.
Yeah, well, right quick to just connect the dots right quick to that is, like you said, being in the junkyard on the bus and busing them out with the junk. Remember, nurse is no more than part of the five. They're part of the doctor. Nurse is also 23, like doctor is 23. So what did you do? You bust her out with the junk she was trying to feed you about going home.
Mm.
And then the next thing, you get the apologies for what? The five. The doctor coming in, apologizing for this, that, and the other because of what they will always refer to as miscommunication, yes, somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But again, in simple, this is basically what you were being prepared for somewhere in the hospital. Hospital being five, might be referred to as a rehabilitation or whatever it is, but it's still that five when you look at it. And you got those nurses and doctors, those five. And again, if you don't check them, like I said, especially if you ain't got nobody to advocate for you, well, it's back to the one called self. You have to advocate for self.
Yeah.
And basically, this is what you are doing. And again, with the reinforcement from the family that you're getting helps you. And that's what we're here to do.
Yes, thank us.
That's
correct. Thank God.
Thank
God. All right, I'm going to go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, well, Sister Paris, you know, we're praying for you to get better soon. And
yes,
we have another caller. Are you complete? Was there anything else?
No, ma'am. I'm good. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm going to put my hand down. Thank God.
Thank God. All right, Erico 415. Erico 415. If you have yourself on mute, can you take yourself off? Okay, well, I'll put you back on mute. Take yourself off the queue and put yourself back on. Press 1 to take yourself off. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and I know to open up your line. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Yeah, so, but again, make sure I ain't got myself on mute, okay?
No,
again,
I can hear you.
Okay. But, yeah, in a nutshell, that's all it is, that, again, we're truly learning and seeing and witnessing our spiritual journey.
Yeah.
And, again, we're noticing how we're trying to be taken off of that spiritual essence of the lessons being learned.
Mm-hmm.
So again, to stay focused is to keep one self-focused and then in turn try to keep others who are basically on the same vibrations that you are, like-minded like you are, conversations similar to yours.
you know, again, this is what we're supposed to do, being a simple cell, but just being a caring human being, that's just the natural thing to do. That's no more than what we actually gonna have to get back to that was called bartering.
Yeah.
Because some of us have nothing but information and wisdom to barter, giving people answers to things that they haven't recognized yet. That's all. They just haven't recognized. They will along their journey. But again, sometimes we don't have to go down certain paths when we've been warned. That's why, what do they call themselves, but what we really are, we're Warner Brothers. We're supposed to warn another brother and sister what's coming down the road, what lies ahead. See, so we can avoid the trap.
Yes. And, you know, Brother Eddie, with that, we still have to do our family show.
Well, yeah, we can work on that coming up before. We'll try to do it probably next week then, before we hit up on this summer solstice, so we can talk about that energy, just like referring to the energy tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's going to resonate with this eclipse that we're going to get. So, like I said, it's an abundance of energy, and energy number 7 is no more than consciousness. This is the energy that we're being bombarded, our consciousness. So, again, as Brother Kwame said, you know, it's right on time, because it's all divine. Divine is 7. It's divine energy that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
But would you say next week, Brother Eddie?
Say that again?
I was just saying, next week you were talking about family and looking at the family of our people, that on the 19th of June is Juneteenth. So the 16th, you know, and that would be a good time to look at the whole concept of how this family has merged with the happening of Juneteenth.
Yeah.
And let's merge that number to Juneteenth into that eclipse tomorrow. Because tomorrow being 6/10 is the same as Juneteenth. Same number, just that 1/9 instead of 1/0. Giving you that 6/1. And that 6/1 being 7, again, is consciousness. Bam. Being dropped upon us, family. So, yeah. Just keep sharing that part of your journey of your consciousness that is useful,
because
for not only yourself, but for others.
The 19th is a 1. So
yeah, that's what I said.
That's in place. Right.
Right. That's it. Exactly. It echoes tomorrow, you know. But how do we look at it just being Juneteenth? For me, it's deeper than that. And that's why these certain alignments of dates basically connect to other dates that we talk about. But how do we see them? Do we see them in that limited way? And again, the universe has no limitations. Our mind has no limitations.
Right.
See? So, yes.
Yeah, well, don't y'all forget for next week the your recipes, your what would it be? Herbal remedies, you know, and to take us away from, you know, the store bought medications, doctors' medications, you know, just different remedies, that's the word. Remedies and different things, you know, your recipes. Anything that you would like to share with everyone so that we can have your memories, you know, just so your family or, you know, whatever it is that you would like to share so that we can have this for the family show.
Sounds like a winner.
Yes.
Sounds like a winner. That's why I say
we do this every year.
Yeah, and again, like I said, we got collectively all of the information that we need. And again, shows like the family shows, this shows and others, you know,
yeah.
It's only bits and parts of information that when we even go back, as we say, download these, you know, so you'll have it for later. But you go back and you can start tying these shows together just like a puzzle, you know, because that's what it is. A little here, a little there, a piece here, a piece there, that we could put together and see that whole picture, you know, by putting it together to step outside of the square called the frame. Because as long as we're in the picture, that box, we're never able to see that picture being in the picture. We have to step outside.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives us that chance by putting these pieces together. So, yes.
Yeah. Well, Friday.
Yes.
Friday night, the Lester Lovin will be back with me. Remember, he was the one who discussed the the crystals and the magnets.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So that really looking forward to this. I want to know if you don't, because I have the magnet strips, you know, that you put on your refrigerator for different things, and I have the strips, but I don't have actual magnets. I want to know, okay, can I use the magnet strips in my planners?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, he'll give you some good pertinent information. I'll add a little to the mix because I got a lot of my information on magnets came from Dr. Delbert Blair. So, I can't tell you how the strips might work because I don't think the strips are powerful enough to give you the amplified energy of a magnet that we actually are that you need. But again, I'm not an expert on that.
You go in a small pot?
Hmm?
No, like a starter pot? You go in there like a starter pot?
What goes on a starter pot?
I'm saying to put into a starter pot. You know, when you first do the seeds, they go into a starter pot.
Are you talking about cooking something, or are we still talking about magnets?
I'm talking about magnets, but I'm talking about you go into a starter pot. You know how when you plant something and you have the starters, you know, when you put your seeds in the starter pot?
Oh, okay. Okay, and you're saying put a magnet in there for a starter pot of plants. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might work, you know, but for me, instead of putting in a magnet, I would put in a crystal because there are certain crystals that actually energize and amplify the soil, you know, for the growth of the plant.
Yeah, but remember when he was on, he said you use both. You use the crystal and the magnet.
Yeah.
But Sister Antoinette.
Yeah.
Okay, with this solar eclipse, the crystal that would be good for amplification that deals with the solar is the citrine. It's the yellow crystal. And what you're talking about is magnifying the seeds that you're wanting to germinate. And
right.
that would be the crystal to use in putting that in your soil with the seeds, because it's going to give the sun's energy, and especially if you put them out tomorrow, you had citrine and you would put, it's a yellow. I'll send you information on the citrine crystal, because this is what we're looking at with this solar eclipse is the sun. And so we're looking at the solar plexus in the body, which is just below the heart. And it's this frequency is going to resonate with the frequency of the heart and your intuition and the bounty of abundance, because light brings that sunlight is going to be rebooted. And we're going to get that amplification for 6 months. And so that would be the part in being able to use that through the season of the solstice.
Okay.
Yes, the next
okay.
episode.
Unfortunately, I have been not faithful because I'm not planning anything. I got to get out there and do something.
Yeah. But and echoing what Brother Kwame just said, just understanding that third of what he just gave us, which is called that third chakra or that
yes.
solar plexus being in mm-hmm. the gut. When we look at those numbers of solar plexus, solar is 16, which is 7. Plexus is 25, which is 7. 7, 7, giving us 14 again. And this is why
yeah.
that area of the third chakra, the solar plexus, is willpower. We're supposed to be able to use our willpower. Well, guess what? Will is 13, being a 4. Power is 19, being a 1. 4-1, or added up, 13 plus 19 is 32, a 5 again.
So, Brother Eddie,
that's
do we want to be on 5 with it, or do we want to be on the 1 with it?
No, we'll see. The 5 plus 5 puts us back on the 1.
See? Yes.
Because 5 is only half of the way to the 1. But at least stay
yeah.
on your 5 half, because, again, when we bring whatever we bring, we only bring in half or even less than that when we bring it to the table. We ain't bringing all of us, all of
True.
The information, all of
True.
Our personal effects. We bring in half.
Right.
We bring in the 5. This is why we gave each other 5 back in the day. 5 on the black hand side. Give me 5, baby. 5 and 5
yeah.
is that one, that frequency that we don't even do anymore. Took it away with closing the hand of that frequency, 5 and 5, and start pushing it away from each other, calling it a damn fist bump. Bumping that energy
yeah.
away instead of exchanging that energy, throwing that clap of hands, exchanging of
now,
energy, of information.
Now, Brother Eddie, do you think that's the reason why we're in the position that we're in now?
Of course, because, again, being in what we call the present or infinity, again, when we go back, we're only going back to gather information, because back is 9. We're going back to
yeah.
the past being 8, to get information in order to go forward to the future with the information. And again, the information from the past that we have, we're supposed to do what? Pass it on to the future, which is our children, the next generation.
Yeah.
That's all. We're in this relay race, and we're running like a mug. But again, the run is only to give it to our children, to make sure that we pass the baton, pass the mic properly. So we
yeah.
don't drop the mic this time, because we've made it fashionable to drop the mic.
Yeah.
See?
That is so true.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
We need to pass the mic properly so we can pull up that last leg of this pure thought that we're talking about. Because what's in us is doubly reinforced in them. They're the new messengers of the future. But again, living in the presence of our future, we must give them useful information to be able to use in the future. Not this same program of this conditional perception that we're in, that a lot of us can't seem to see the program in order to get out of what we've been put in. And we constantly say, I'm in it, but not of it. Come on now. So, anyway, do we have any other callers or anybody on the line wanted to say something? Because we are coming up on the last 10 minutes, and I am a
yeah.
little bushed from today's activities on this visitation and preparing for this funeral tomorrow. So,
yeah.
again, like I said, if we don't have any other callers or nobody has anything else to say, we will continue this on the family show next week.
Yeah, I love the family shows. Okay, yeah, if you have a question or a comment, press 1. If you're already on the line, your lines are open, so you can, you know, ask away or, you know, say whatever. But if not, then we're going to close it out and we'll talk to y'all. Well, I'll be back on Friday. And I'm not sure Dry Bones will be on Sunday or not. I think he told me he won't be on this Sunday, if memory serves me correctly. Yeah, he has some things he has to take care of. But
that's understandable. We all do at certain times.
Yeah.
So, again, that's why we get in what we got while we can fit it in, while we got the time to get it in. So.
Yeah. And don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 p.m. Yes, no matter where you are in the world, to drum at 3 o'clock, and it's to lift every voice, and it's for getting these wickedness away, you know, just to have them go away. So remember, they're drumming all over the world, and it's, you know, at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So, you know, Brother Ray, this is still his baby, and he's still drumming. As I did tell y'all, he is home. He is home, so he's recuperating. So we want him to get stronger before he tries to get out there and get active again.
Oh, yeah. That's it. And
hopefully
we haven't did that in a minute. So that's one of the things, because I've been doing it a lot lately, but collectively we haven't went through our meditation. And, you know, that's
that
we need to start. Increasing the frequency, because even through meditation with that number 2, it's part of us dealing with being telepathic. See?
Yes.
That's part of the communication that we have in our minds that, again, it's become so lax because of the use of the cell phone that even the thought of using telepathy isn't even in our mind. Our thought, our consciousness. And see, these are the things that we have the power to do and amplify. And like I said, this is just the beginning, being Aquarius, of that consciousness to learn and remember these things so that we could pass it on to the next generation.
Yeah.
See, because this is all in our DNA. And to reignite what's being activated and to be able to share it with our future is key.
Yeah.
So with that, family, again, that future being 8 is what we'll be dealing with next week, because family is 8. That's part of our future. So we're going to deal with that 8 with our family on the show.
Yeah.
So until next week, family, peace and love, better love. Take care of yourself and each other. With that.
Yes, y'all have. I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
No, it's just saying with that, you know, I love you and love yourself first and foremost. Peace.
Peace. Okay, y'all.
Die. what?